Blog Talk Radio.
I can't play these games with you no more.
gave me a shoulder when I needed it. You showed me love when I wasn't feeling it. You helped me fight when I was giving in. And you made me laugh when I was losing it.
I can't rush it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and I am joined by my diva, the goddess of love and light, La Perla Negra, and welcome to the Love Zone. Good evening, diva. How are you?
Good evening, Miss VIP. I love that, goddess of love and light. That sounds like a nice tattoo, girl. I like that. How you doing?
I'm doing. Oh my goodness, diva. The topic tonight is it's gonna be on. But let me say this: this show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And diva, I got my Raw Links on, and I know you got yours on.
Sitting here looking at both of them right now. I have quite the nice collection. So yes, I always got my Raw Links on, baby.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we're going to give a shout out to our CEO of Epiphany, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Without him, there's no Love Zone or any other of the shows.
Okay.
So tonight's topic is, do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
Ooh, man. Before we get into that, why don't we give them the dial-in number?
Absolutely. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1 to be heard. Well, you know, we are heard on almost every platform I can even imagine. So that means we are worldwide people. So I'll jump in and press
that
1. Yeah, that 15 minutes of fame, right?
Okay.
Well, diva, what's your take on the topic tonight?
My take on the topic, y'all know how I am. Anybody knows me, is that I encourage people to stay open to love. I wouldn't always say that that I'm ready, but I do stay open to love, which could, you know, develop from a possible relationship. So I stay open to a new relationship. Yeah, yes, I do. Although a lot of people I know, I know a lot of people have, like, now they shut down to it because of them not allowing themselves to release the past hurt. Like I always tell people, I said, it is not the hurt and pain that holds us. It is us that holds onto the hurt and pain. And the sooner that you release that, then the universe is going to send you somebody. They can't send anything in if you are bringing some new furniture in your house. You can't bring it in until you get the old furniture out. Okay? No matter how bad you want to hold on to it, if maybe you feel like you need some kind of resolve, you know, some kind of, closure, whatever, the bullshit word, or they just haven't gotten out of their system what they need to say, or that last, you know, romp in the sack, all of that. People hold on to things, and it doesn't make room. It doesn't allow for a new relationship, but I'm always there. I got the energy for one. I got more energy than you. But what about you, diva?
Well, let me say this. I have the will, or I have the courage to go into another relationship, to enter in. The problem is, I think, is that the people who approach me don't really want to get to know the full me, the whole me. They want the microwave. They want the let's see if we're sexually compatible. Let's see if we're this. Let's see this. Let's see this first. And I'm like, one of my favorite color, my favorite number, my favorite meal. Someone come around and told me, I don't have time for all that. I'm like, huh? Well,
bye, boy.
So, okay.
Yes.
So that went left very fast. Bam. Goodbye.
I'm sure it did.
So yeah. So I'm more overhealed by my past. That doesn't even occur to me any longer. It's looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I think no one is too old, because I once thought I was too old.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, I guess I'm not as old as I thought. But yeah, I would love to enter into another relationship. I thought I was on the precipice of one, but mm-hmm. things went a little left, and I guess they just walked. So, but I think I'm ready to hear that fire piece you have, Diva, because I know it's delicious.
Okay. Well, it is untitled, but y'all know me.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. As I sit listening to the world blow, wait a minute, the world, Lord, hold on. As I sit listening to the wind blowing the night in, watching my curtains dance with it, I reminisce on the times I've offered my heart and received silence or just taken for granted. That kept me loving in the shadows. But I've always been at a point where I'm not so much ready to a new relationship, my perfect relationship. Just not so quick to jump in anymore. So I wait because I don't just want the sexual energy exchange. I want to exchange love for love. Not love for temporary. I have too much to give for that. And I've always understood how precious my love is. It's just that they just place a low value on it. My love is the energy, so it's never exhausted. But I had to learn that sometimes the person you fall for isn't ready for you to catch them. And you just have to be open to the next. And that's that piece.
Oh, wow, Diva. There's a line in there that I truly, truly just clung to. What is it that you know what your love is worth? Something like that. Can you repeat that line for me?
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. I gotta find it now. Wait a minute. Okay. I've always understood how precious my love is. They just placed it at a low value.
Okay. That was beautiful, Diva. I'm telling you.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing. That's what I aim to do, give y'all vision. I like y'all to see yourselves in the peace. Be the peace. Now, Diva, it looks super delicious for us to listen to tonight.
I just finished this about 15 minutes before the show began, so I didn't really give it a title.
It's all right. We got fresh ink here. Well, I'll tell you what, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm ready. I've been through it all before, but not with you. It's something I look forward to. Some are skeptical, even question why. Because of love, being loved, hoping with you, it doesn't pass me by. It takes work, I know, but I would give most anything to have that glow that would light up a dark night and radiate throughout the day. I demand reciprocity. It has to be this way. It won't be just sexual. I need you on my emotional, physical, and mental plane. Even though love takes time, have willingness to try. Don't make me fall for you if you have no intention of falling for me. And please remember, communicating is key. So I'm ready to give it my best. to give it one last try. I shall only pass this way one last time, then blow away with the wind, with the last touch of your face. And that's that piece.
You know what? Your endings are everything in your pieces. They're so touching. I mean, I love the piece itself, but your endings are so touching. They just leave you like, oh, man, yeah. For real, that was beautiful, beautiful piece, Diva. Thank you for that. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, Diva, you know what it's time for.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to open up the mics. So, poets, I hope you're ready. And
let's do this.
I want to know how y'all feel about this. So, first on the mic is Poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, 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 Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
How you doing?
What's happening, ladies? How y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good. How
are you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Some interesting pieces y'all started out the show with.
Thank you.
They're very,
thank
very
you.
Beautiful. I love them. Great pieces.
Oh, thank you.
Both of them.
Writing on the spot. Writing on the spot. And this topic y'all have, my gracious. I've been preparing myself all day to answer this question. I still don't even know.
Oh.
But
oh,
ready.
You can answer it.
But
you
I'm
can
ready.
Answer it. You ready? You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Well, Diva, are you asking the question or am I? Even though he knows the topic.
You are.
Okay. Poetic. Do you think you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
I definitely have the energy. The will right now is something different. You know, because when I was thinking about this, I was thinking the relationship component between man and woman or whatever your preference is means that you have to come out of self and allow someone else to come in to your space. And I'm not talking about physical space. I'm talking about mental space. Wow. I may have the energy to enter in. My will says, what about the other person? Do they have the energy to get in and stay in? So I never question me. It's always the other person that keeps my will from saying, you know what, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to dive in, and I'm just going to let it be what it is. So, yeah, I definitely got the energy. You know, I'm all for it. I'm a sappy romantic at heart, and you know, I love being in love, and I love love. It's just the will to just go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to go out into the deep water, I'm going to dive in deep, and pray I don't drown.
Whoa.
Okay. That's pretty deep. You know what? That will, you know, the will, yeah, that's pretty deep. You know, Dave, you should add that into the question. That was pretty deep. I like that. Yeah. Because that makes you think about it in a different aspect, not just having the energy. Because there are some people out there that's like, no, fuck it. I just don't. I ain't got time. I'm tired. You know. But when it comes down to the will, the one, you know, wanting to, and going ahead and pushing through with it, that's a whole different animal. So, yeah, I can appreciate that.
You know, because in the back of your mind, just like we was talking last night about, you know, could you handle it if you were second to somebody else? No.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of my mind, I'm like, I've always been second. That's why I'm single now. Because someone else decided to not make me or keep me their first option.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my daddy says all the time, yeah, there's a certain ex that you have, something I guarantee she's going to come back one day. And I told him, I said, Pop, that ship done sailed. That sailed long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That ship in the sea deep, you know, depths in the ocean with the ancestors. That ship ain't coming back.
I don't mean to laugh, but I understand what you're saying. I understand.
Because we all have a moment. We all have a moment where you with that person, and you're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that that person stays. You're willing to fight. But once that fight has left you, you done let that ship sink. And you'd have swam back to shore. So
yep,
now,
we're safe.
Now, I got this energy. Heck yeah. Mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, I'm ready. Yeah, man, I got all the energy in the world. But then my will says, you know what? Maybe you need to reevaluate just a little bit longer before you say yes.
I hear you. You know, having damage done in a relationship to you, not once, not twice, but several times, man, that'll make anybody, I know, made me apprehensive as hell. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm real apprehensive.
Yeah,
it's almost getting to a point where I'm like, look, I need references. Let me talk to your last four exes. You know when you're applying for a job, you know they want three references. You know, no, I want five references, because the first three could be lying. I need two more that's unbiased. You know, I got to have a good ratio.
Okay, I hear that, but you can't go by that because you're only getting one side of the story now. It's your side, their
no,
side, and the truth.
She didn't gave me her side. That's why I need the references, because your side sounds too good to be true.
That's because, no, wait a minute. You know that everybody's relationship is different. Even though it may be the same person going into a different relationship, they tend to treat the other person a lot differently, and I'm speaking from personal experience dealing with this bullshit.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me.
That's another show.
Man.
That's another show.
It.
That is another
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it is another show.
For sure.
But I've seen it.
It.
Yeah.
I'm like, this motherfucker didn't do me.
Yeah.
You didn't tell you. You didn't treat me like that. You didn't take
but see,
me there.
But see, the pearl of Negra, you're missing it. The reason I want the references is not so I can compare stories, so I can see if you've grown from all the mistakes that you've made in the past, or are you still the same person?
I like
wow.
that. Okay. All right. Okay. That's what's up.
Nope.
Definitely.
I care about character.
Of course.
I care about.
Most definitely.
And if your character's still the same from five relationships ago, oh man, throw you back, go on back out there, go on back.
I feel you on that one.
Yeah,
you're like, okay,
right.
I see you ain't changed. It is. Thank you for that.
No, it's my pleasure.
Well, we're ready when you are. Go at it.
I'm gonna do one of my most recent pieces. I did it last night in the Poetry Corner, but I'm going to do it for y'all tonight, too. It's called A Piece of My Peace.
The mic is yours.
When I talk about peace, it shouldn't be something I have to afford or even be ignored. It should be freely given like the water that flows throughout the earth, like the water that surrounded me at birth. The tranquility and the stillness creates a moment of realness, reminding me to stop and take a deep breath. Soothe your mind on the suppleness of each breath. You've earned this time and space. I'd rather have the water beat down my face rather than your words that cut deeper than hate. You're supposed to be my helpmate. Not yelling checkmate because we angling for black and white. I'd want to wash off the dried up tears in the natural water flow tonight, while the crisp air in the moonlight dries my freshness. Because I know you'd have my back to the fullest. The warmth of the water tells me there's peace. Let your guard down, protector, and release all the hurting elements of your day. Because there is this calmness as I pray, asking to be revived so I can tend to my kingly duties within my household. But I need this minute of peace before the water turns cold. There's a piece of my peace I'm not willing to share, but I wish you were there, the way I need you to be, like the way the water falls upon my skin. Sometimes I'm devastated, wishing I had a twin to take the blunt of the world's stress off my shoulders so I can decompress. So when I come home, I can be free to be the man you need me to be, hoping you would understand that I'm not upset with you and I just need a moment of peace, just a small shower moment of peace. And that's that peace.
Wow. The more I hear it, the more I like it. That's very good.
Thank you.
Great piece.
Most definitely.
The first time I heard you,
you spit this piece, I was like, I completely understand that, which a lot of people don't do. What they do as soon as their mate comes through the door is the yada, 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 instead of allowing that person to come in and, like you said, decompress. Just take a let them get that deep inhale and exhale before, you know, you start in on what is happening, that happened, and this happened, and that happened, you know. One thing I used to do with my husband when he came in, I mean, I would greet him at the door, baby, how was your day? But I would, you know, I would give him his space and let him go sit down. But I was a very submissive wife. I would get down and take his, you know, untie his shoes. And I wouldn't really say too much to him. I just let him talk or just be quiet. I did other things, but you have to let that person release and get the day off of them first before you can go into it, because your home is your sanctuary. That's the one place you should be able to just fall back and just feel safe and not worry about anything behind those closed doors. So that was a beautiful piece. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you for giving me this space and platform so I can share it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
You ready to go into the love language?
Man, what? I've been waiting all week to see my favorite bartender.
Here she go. You had to say that. Here go the red button. He coming. Are we going to do the rundown for the week, or are you going to send him over to the bar first and then bring him back in?
Let's send him over to Kalinda.
Yeah, because she's about to jump out her damn jeans. She wore heels for you tonight. Was that a request?
She got red pumps on that I like.
Spike heels.
Spike heels. Yeah, yeah. We can do some wonders with those. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. All right, Diva. You ready for the next caller?
I am. Who is it?
About New York Dawn. Hey, Hav. How you doing?
Hey, Harvey.
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Sorry.
No, you didn't call in with a mouthful of food.
Right.
What you eating?
I realized I'll be waiting to eat. I'll be doing all this stuff, be doing all this for everybody. No. I'm just going to, if I'm in the moment, I'm in the moment. Love y'all. Deal with it.
Okay, Mahadi.
It over because you say love y'all.
You can tell
first,
it's good,
huh?
Too, because I ain't stopped chewing. I ain't stopped chewing or nothing. I was like,
I hear it. That's what I was saying. I said it sounds like it's good.
Yep.
Okay, well, once you, if you're finished chewing, I do even have a question for you.
Well, come on, Diva. I'm gonna call you the Florida John now. You the Florida John.
Oh, right.
You Florida John now.
Florida. Right.
What happened, Florida John?
Oh my goodness. Help me. All right, Mojave, you ready?
She mad straight laced. She be like, okay, yeah. Okay, Mojave. Yeah, listen, you know what? I'm gonna cut up just because you acting, don't be straight laced. You come, if you see
you
me out
right.
on the line, you be your normal self. Now, don't be professional.
And you are
be
right,
fun.
Mojave.
No, be fun. I'm
okay.
I'm going to start
so.
To go off. I'm going to go off.
Mojave.
I'm going to go off. I'm going to start
Mojave.
Talking. VIP.
Are you ready?
Come on, VIP. You know
do
what?
You have the energy?
No, I'm not going to do it. Let's go ahead. Ask me the question. It's your show. I wouldn't let y'all cut up like this on my show. So let me be calm, get through the question, do the piece, and then cut the hell up. All right, come on. Come on.
All right. Do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just stupid. I'm just going to say, abso-fucking-lutely, I'm just stupid, right? And I know these two things don't go together, but it happens, right? It happens. Because generally, right, I don't be, you know what? My heart is very smart, but my head is very stupid. I'm very intelligent, but my emotional, it's a little, because my fundamental disbelief be fucking shit up for me all the time. So I misread shit. I don't get it. Like, and then I got to have people check me all the time because my chin check needs to be sufficient to the point because my fundamental disbelief makes me miss out on shit. So I just be like, you know, because I'd be like, nah, it's cute, but okay, nah, I'm not doing that. It's whatever. So I'd be fine. But absolutely, when it comes to the energy of the situation, you know, I'm a marriage dude, you know. I was just married to the wrong person because I ain't listened for him to disbelief, fuck up, and stayed with that person for years, even though he was bad as fucking shit for me. So, you know, routinely I try to figure out things, not fuck shit up so much, you know, agree to disagree, try to do consenting adults and stuff like that, and nothing happens until it happens. So I don't be focused. And so I can fuck shit up real bad because I'm not paying attention the way it's supposed to be. Because there's this thing that Bruce Lee said, do you fear the man who has 1,000 kicks or you fear the man that practiced one kick 1,000 times, right?
Mm.
And so I used to be on that 1,000 kick shit. But no, actually it's one kick. You practice 1,000 times. And when you kick the fuck out of somebody, it's going to happen. That's how love is. Love will kick the fuck out you. It'll kick you in your ass and make you feel stupid. And so you be looking at shit. You know the shit is right.
Wow.
You feel the energy. You feel everything that's happening. But you be trying to get to the 1,000 kicks. It's dumb shit. It's dumb shit on the face of the planet. But, you know, as men, we have PMS, premenstrual stupidity. We don't understand nothing. We know we just dumb as fuck. And we just be running around like chicken heads. You know, we're actually the real live chicken heads. We're the birds. Everybody, the birds? No, we're the birds, we're the fox, we're all that. We're just the people. We just do it because we're stupid and we don't understand. And by the time we figure it out, it's too late. We don't fuck shit up. And then we be like, oh, how do I recover from that? But you can't. Because you can't because you done fucked it up. Because you're trying to do 1,000 kicks and none of those kicks was working. Well, you should have just did the one kick 1,000 times and kicked the fuck out of shit when you had the chance. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely.
But what did
you
learn from it? It's a learning process. Every relationship
it
that
is.
We have been in, everything that has taken place in our lives has happened for us, not to us. It's for us to learn something. This is all a learning process. So it's not that you marry the wrong person. You've gotten married to that person. They were put in your life for a reason, for you to learn something, you to find out something.
Listen, you know, if I can go back and talk to my younger self, you know what I tell that motherfucker? I'd be like, nigga. Run! Grab your shit and go! Now, send for the kids later. Yeah, but at the same time, I can't regret. I got a kid getting ready to be an accountant. I got another kid getting ready to be a doctor. And I had to fight through all that. So that was the lesson. I understood exactly what it was. I understood the assignment. It's a fucked up assignment, but I understood it. I got it. You know, came late.
Okay.
But you know, in the meantime, in between time, you know, you just be trying to figure shit out. Be like, what happened? I didn't even figure this shit out. So now, you know, my new thing is I speak things from my heart to relieve myself and not carry negative emotion. And I'm a much happier person because of that, because I'm like, I don't have any requirements when I say what I say. You deal with it, you don't deal with it. I just need to get it out, and now it's out. So if I can deal with it, right? So now when I think about things, and I think about all the things I could have said when I was supposed to say them, it might have been better for me if I had done that. But now I'm keeping my hands open. I'm keeping my heart free, my mind clear, and my hands open. And whatever has to be done regarding my hands will be done by my hands. So anything that requires my expertise, my work, my ethic will be done by my hands. But also I will keep my hands open and prepared and ready for any love that is put into my hands clearly. And I know that this love is for me. And so when I know that and I feel that and I understand that and everything connects, then my hands will be full with the person I love.
I know, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Absolutely. So with that, we are ready. Anytime you are, Mojave, the mic is yours.
All right. I was writing this while I was talking to y'all at the same time. So y'all didn't hear me tapping. All right. I was just tapping, right, because I didn't really have a piece. But I'm going to read this. It's very, like, I just wrote it, so don't judge me. Judge your mama. Don't judge me, judge your mama. I'm an artist, sensitive about my shit. No, not really. All right. I keep my hands open. I am so used to filling my hands with food or excuse, handling shakes for deals instead of love. It's poor use. I've seen my fist balled up author style way too much. Mad about what escaped my clutch. Mad about missed opportunity. The unity of concepts that failed me. The love I should have had or kept, because I'm too impatient. But she had the eyes of butterflies. Better yet, the deepness of a deep blue sea. The darkest part of her mystical universe. That also escaped me. Not allowing her to grow her seeds into a full blossom of love, she has had her wings clipped, magical dust by which she flies handled badly, which eroded her trust. They filled her mind with lies, and for her body made lust, absconded with failed promises, desire gone, bust. But if I am wearing the shadow, it was not my intention. Did I mention that my fundamental disbelief brought grief? Just more that I can give with my heart pleading relief and my heart stating, please, stop letting this nigga fuck it up for us. Come get this motherfucker. I mean, his rhythm is off. Plus, he's soft. He keeps loving these narcissists. But then again, go off. Don't you know he covers us? And he needs to be held. He emits a high-pitched whine. Hear him clear in between each rhyme. Impatient. He could not see what she felt. He studied his emotional keloids and welts and him asking for the naked to be tribute to wonder why he couldn't have your fine attributes. This song was his dance, asking for a sex instead of enjoying a slow romance. But his heart was saying, nigga, you keep fucking this up for us. You choose wrong. You don't even have the right song. And this ain't the dance you're supposed to be into. And you keep putting us off in your shit. and look at all the things that we've been through. Paul.
Yo, you was writing that while you were talking to us?
Yes.
Damn. That's pretty decent. Mm. Okay. All right. Steve?
Well, I can see it. I can see the dialogue or the invisible dialogue. Moreover, I thought it was a very, very juicy. It was deep, very deep. So, all right.
Mm-hmm.
You just crunching away. All right, Mojave. Well, we're going to send you over in the Love Lounge. With,
y'all family, so, cool. You know, I'm just going to do what I do.
know. Wait.
Y'all lucky
you
ain't Dave. Dave will probably pass gas on you.
Oh, God, Mojave, before you go, can you please tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Oh, yes. Coming up next Tuesday, we are going to do some honey dripper stuff. We gonna drip on Tuesday. It's going to be filthy, nasty. Bring a towel, get your cold press, do all that good stuff. You know, we're going to be repeating a couple of shows we did on Clubhouse. It's going to be real filthy. Soul mixtape. So, you know, we're going to mix poems with songs. And then we're just going to do some filthy stuff. So, I don't know. I hope you're prepared for it. You know, it's what we do over there. We drip. So, Tuesday, we dripping. Come on through. Bring something naughty, nice, nasty, intimate, sexy, love. We don't care. Come and drip. We here for it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mojave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One love,
it's time
one mic.
For you to go to the love line. One love, one mic, darling.
One love, one mic.
All right, Diva, I got you.
Right. Approaching 10 minutes to the hour, and we're going to bring Poetic back on at 10. But first, next on the mic is Blaze. Welcome to the Lover Zone, Blaze. How are you?
I'm doing great, Miss B.I.P. in La Perla Negra. Going on with y'all.
Hey, Blaze, we good. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Thank you so much.
I have a question for you.
And I have an answer for you.
All right. Do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
To the fucking D.
Okay. All right. This is a lot of positivity here from everybody that's calling in. That's a good thing, definitely. Okay. no qualms about it at all. If you have the energy for it.
No qualms about it at all. I mean, I just get tired of stupidity. And when you're dealing with somebody that's just stupid that you didn't know was stupid, and you're in a relationship with them, then it makes you feel stupid. And, like, stupid, that means you stupid because you in a relationship with her. Okay, the fuck? What's wrong? Like, what's wrong with me? Why did I choose her? Or I don't know what shit. I need to reevaluate me. Like, what the hell is going on with me? What? How did I not know she was dumb?
I hear you. Well, I'm gonna say it like this. Again, for whatever reason that person entered into your life and you allowed them in your world, there was a reason for them to be there. I don't believe in just coincidences or that wasn't supposed to happen. Things take place because we need to learn something from them. And I don't think necessarily that we are stupid because we hooked up with a person that was just a little out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something that we need to find out to take with us into the rest of our life. That's it. I married a narcissist, a womanizer, and a misogynist.
Mm.
So, but what it taught me is how to really, really love myself and to accept me, and that if a person don't like me well, then kick rocks. You know, it doesn't change me. As a matter of fact, it made me find out what real love was for myself.
Right.
You know, but that's a whole other show. So what I want to know, what we want to know is, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I brought a piece called What's Bothering You.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
The best woman for me. But at every turn, you're trying to sabotage what we have, what we've built together. We're about as tall as a clown on stilts. Yet, somehow you do things to try to make us bend and break or even tilt. And you try to instill in me a multitude of guilt. Listen, we are not regular laundry. We are custom built quilt. I mean, we would have a beyond beautiful day, but you'd ruin it by arguing over some spilt milk. We'd spend almost a week doing whatever you want for you and the kids, barely ever home. And then all of a sudden, I wake up to you going through my phone? Nah, don't cut me off, nutty boy. Let me sing. That wasn't the first, but question, did you ever find anything? At any time when my phone rang, did I dip off to go talk? No. And so, since we're on that subject, how many times did you answer yours and just up and take a walk? But I'm always the one accused of hiding something, being sneaky, conniving, and always lying, dumping, and all those same things I see in you, probably opening your legs, hot thought feeding them greedy dudes. That might be why I always felt you being with another nigga, getting your insides dumped in somewhere out there riding something. I mean, if I'm holding you back, let me know. You tell me you like the wintertime, yet you claim I don't provide enough snow. Summertime, not hot enough. Those nights, we don't go out enough. Sometimes I get to tripping because I really want to see you fall. But my inner love law tells me I'm not built like that, so that's not what I really mean. We really need traction. So I continuously show you that I'm here for you. And with that being said, let's spring back into action. You must not be seeing that you're the reason for each one of those aforementioned seasons. That's why you still look forward to a fussing and cussing match. Until I start clutching and busting back, then you want to shut down like I'm the one possessed. I'm the one acting grotesque, leaving with broke necks. While we're both in the know that I've never laid a hand on you, and I will forever protect with bros best to keep mine safe. But my question to you is,
Why are you always trying to escape? Do you suffer from something you've never shed light on? Did I say something to trigger something else which made you want to get your fight on or take flight on, not even giving a damn if you were right, wrong, not even through the awareness of your obviously misinformed insanity? Did you ever see a light on, or did you ever see a spark that could smoke, could cause smoke or a blaze of fire, something that could have ignited quite wrong? I mean, I ain't going to lie. If I had to do this again, I'd still choose you, even the more. To even the score now, have you? I don't want to lose you. We really need to talk, and no, I'm not bothering you, but I really need to know in detail what's really bothering you. Tell me, bothering you. Blaze, and peace.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You know what? At first, I was a little lost, but now I get it. I get it. It's important, yeah, to find out what is going on with a person. That comes along with the communication and having an understanding of what you're actually trying to communicate to that person. So I like that piece. That was pretty decent. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Diva?
Like you, I was a little lost at first, but this was the, I must admit, I like the fact that you really are, like, concerned and that you have a real interest in what's bothering someone, because we're not mind readers. So if someone doesn't tell you, how are you going to know? And then, you know, you might go wrong, and that's why you ask. And I like that. It's good to be sensitive to someone because you don't know what state they're in. And great. It was a great piece, and I thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
If you care about somebody and they seem like they're a little off that day, take time. Don't snap on them. Don't snap back because they snap on you. Ask them, what's the matter? What's bothering you, Dave? So I like that a lot. That's what's up, Blaze. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to send you over. We're going to send you over in the Love Lounge with Mojave and Poetic. Don't worry about the bartender. She has a slight thing for Poetic, but she still is on at the top of her game. She is the mixologist, so whatever drink you want, she got you. You just, you know, raise your hand. She come on over there to you. All right?
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 10 o'clock, the top of the hour, and we're going to bring back Poetic for the lineup. Poetic, you're on. Poetic, you are on.
I mean, now I'm unmuted. I can actually talk.
You was a little distracted
anyway.
There.
My computer was very slow for 1 second.
ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. We want to know, how do you know when your poem is finished? Friday night, y'all, is Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP. Saturday night, y'all, Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is Raw with Rain and Essentially Janice. Tuesday night, you just heard from Mojave, it's the Honey Drip with y'all, so come on and drip. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine edition of The Love Zone with your host, the sexy divas of Epiphany, Ms. VIP, Ella Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Can I ask one question
thank
before you go?
Much.
Please.
Did you say how do you know when your poem is finished, or how do you know
yes.
your poem is finished? When?
How do you know when your poem is finished? So when you're writing a piece,
mm-hmm.
how do you know it's finished? How do you know when it's finished? But here's a caveat.
That's pretty.
Here's a caveat.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta express that poetically.
Okay.
All right.
I like
that.
Man, I love y'all topics. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
all right.
Let's send him back
Thank
on
so
over
much.
There because I know.
That's,
well,
that's
you
not
know
my,
what? You,
that's not
bring him, look. Bringing him back in here, Diva, gives Kalinda a chance to refresh the drinks of everybody.
Well, she's about to be held up. She better tip her good right now. If you want her to come on, you know what I'm saying.
All right. Thank you so much.
One love, one. You're
back
welcome.
To Kalinda.
One love, one night.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. Diva, our baby
yes.
Diva's on. Hey,
all
baby
right.
Diva. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, give me one second. I got to pick one to make sure I don't mess up the audio. One second.
How are you?
Okay, I think that's good. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Zami,
yes.
We can hear you real good.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Ms. VIP, hey, La Perla Negra.
How are you doing, Diva?
I'm doing great. I've been listening to everyone's pieces and their viewpoints. Very interesting so far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You thank my diva for this topic. It's our baby. She birthed it.
Yeah, I like it. Very timely.
I think she has a question for you.
All right.
Baby diva, do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
I do. Even when I, in the past, have felt like I'm done, I'm not even trying anymore, I realized that naturally I'm always open to love. You know, I don't get disappointed to the point where I just completely give up. There was this page a group that I used to follow, and it was, the title of it was Trust Love One More Time and Always One More Time. And I felt like that kind of, that was like my outlook, I realized. Like even before the show started, one of the songs that I was listening to just kind of like get in the headspace, do you remember Given a Chance, Babyface? The lyrics to that song, like that was me. Like my outlook, when things go wrong, I don't sit here and list everything that went wrong. If anything, my focus is what I would have done had I been given a chance, you know.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then try again. See what happens next time.
There's
always
it.
Something to learn, you know.
Yeah. You know what? Maya Angelou is one of my favorite poets, if not my favorite. And that I remember that's from one of her pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I take that to heart. That's another thing that I say it sticks with me. Always try again, always, because that love is out there, but you got to be open to it. You have to be receptive to it. Just because you're not open to it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It does. It's there. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. That's kind of where I wasn't sure what piece to bring, but I did have one that I wrote right after being disappointed. And what was funny was y'all know how my pieces are, right? Like, even though, honestly, it was about being disappointed, I'm listing things that don't sound like disappointment at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one of the pieces in the VIP, like, so I wanted to bring this one with me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The mic is over.
Okay. The title of this is Breakfast at Gertrude's. I wanted to show you this new-to-me spot where everything is deep green, established, and densely overgrown, where the street is brick-paved. And if you're not careful, you'll end up walking beyond its edges. But things move more slowly on streets lined like these, where commissioned artists turn planters into stitched pillows and blue abstract leaves. I wanted to take you to places I know, where realization lingers near spaces like the marbled second floor on Art Museum Drive, the one that takes me at least 2 hours to almost absorb, where I could have lingered, where I could have learned more through you, and I would have lingered. Essentially, Johnny.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh. I love that. You know I did.
Yeah.
And I love that one.
Yeah,
that's that
I do too.
It's a real place. It's real places.
Yeah.
Gertrude's?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite places to go is the art museum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just the idea behind it, but just being able to show someone the places that you love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Girl. Oh, man. Speaking my language. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
I love that piece.
Exactly.
Every time I hear it, I love it even more. Oh, man, that's awesome. Thank you. But before we let you go, can you tell everyone what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
So this Monday, as far as I know, because Rain is traveling, but this Monday, we do have Raw with Rain at 9 p.m. What's scheduled is in the spotlight, but we don't have a creative lined up yet. So we're very much open to who wants to be featured. Reach out to us. Let us know what you're involved in outside of the poetry community. But, I'll be hanging out with my sis Rain this Monday, 9 p.m.
All right.
Thank you for that. Now I'm going to usher you over there to the Love Lounge with, you got Blaze, you got Poetic, and you got Mojave over there. My goodness.
Diva. Oh, my
right.
God, Diva. She's the first woman in there. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can always use more female energy
yes.
Over there, you know. Maybe y'all can get together and talk about them going for Poetic tonight.
Yeah, I have questions.
All right. Thank you so much, Diva.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ooh,
what up, baby? Diva said she got questions.
Yeah, she said, I have questions. I like that.
All right. Diva. Next
yes.
on the mic, we have Mr. Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphor.
Hi,
Mr. Metaphor. What's going on, man?
Let me say this first, to all the niggas in the Love Lounge, y'all stay away from Penny, goddammit. When I'm finished here, I'm coming to the Love Lounge kicking ass. Y'all keep your distance, I ain't playing. You better make like
wow.
It's a damn double pandemic and get 12 feet. Fuck six. 12 feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And don't be trying to get a drunk back there either. I know it's a bar in there. I wish the fuck you would.
Oh, my.
Play that shit. I'm like that motherfucker on the five heartbeats. I got to fight every night to prove my love.
My love.
Oh, my.
But how you ladies doing?
All right, with your crazy self, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I, I can't complain. Like, so there was this crazy-ass Oklahoma weather, tornadoes in November. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, but you know what? We always sending up some prayers for you, baby. Just be safe and hold tight. And, you know,
absolutely.
Everything going to be all right.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, we ain't worried about it too much, but. Hey, is this 2 weeks I didn't bug with y'all? See, I didn't set a record. Normally, I come in and disappear for about a month or 3 and come back 2 consecutive weeks.
I know, I'm doing right? Ooh, we feel special.
Yeah.
It's an honor. Shit. Any more days of you coming in, guess what? We're going to have to go over to Ripley's and put that in the book.
Thank
oh,
Jeff,
my goodness.
Shit. I won't take up much time like Van and Mojave did, though. I don't want 27 minutes, so I know y'all got a question. So we go and get the show on the road.
Yes, I'm going to ask it now. Mr. Metaphoria, do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
Of course. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I got just enough energy left as well to leave that motherfucker if it ain't right. You got to clean slate to people. Shit, you got to. If you're willing to get in one, you better be just as willing to get the fuck out of it if it's toxic. Ain't no sense in wasting time. Life's short. Shit.
That's true. That is
true. I'm going to damage the relationship in 2 weeks or 20 years. When the shit get toxic, I'm out of there. Hell, I could love you from afar. Better than we any damn way. You know, had me with high blood pressure and also I see ass. Out of there.
Wait, you see high blood pressure and what?
And ulcers. Mm-mm.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm gone.
Ooh, I knew a guy. His wife drove him to the point where, yeah, he had ulcers real bad, but he drank a lot because of her.
I drank a lot too, but the damn sure ain't gonna be behind no woman. and I mean, women should do the same thing. But man, stressing you out and shit, fuck him, leave. Shit, it's happiness somewhere else. It's happiness in being alone better than being tore down with somebody. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Out of there.
That's true. That is
on
true.
To the next one. Shit.
I hear that now. You're right. Actually, you are right. Anything you can do to relieve the stress in your life, please, by all means, do so. Okay, because you don't have to contend with that shit. You ain't got to put up with it. Okay.
You got to let that stress build up on you. That's why, ladies, if we on a date and I got a fart, I'm a fart because I ain't letting that pressure build up in my damn chest and stomach.
Oh my God.
Take me where I am. Yes.
All right.
But I do got a piece for tonight, so I could get on out the way. It's not exactly on the topic, but it's an oldie. I think it's a decent piece, but I'm gonna share it with y'all whenever you're ready.
All right.
I just called a warm embrace. From first sight, I knew that this was meant to be more than I've ever known before. Never before had my name been spoken the same. The melody of each syllable as it rose from angelic lips, mesmerizing eyes, I die inside, fantasizing about moments of today that will be cherished memories of tomorrow. Let me sleep. Let me sleep, for within my dreams this must be, for a sight so beautiful could not truly exist in reality. My vision of the sea of love has been clouded by pollution of the past, but you are the lighthouse. Yet your word does my allegiance pledge. The secrets of my silence tends to safely hold me. Fearful of the truth that lies have never told me that this could truly be. But if not one word is to be spoken, let us not blow kisses to tomorrow's moon partially broken. Let us embrace one another. Within mere seconds of intertwined connection, our confession will speak clearly through the silence. Hold on a while longer. Squeeze a bit tighter. Allow the warmth of this embrace to make the load of previous pain much lighter. Let there be no misunderstanding of the understood, for we accept the fact that time holds no measurement here. For in this moment, as well as any other moment, we fall into the arms of one another, we stop paying time. We freeze the sands of time. Within these moments, the world consists of only you and I. But if only this fantasy could become reality, just once more, and once more, and once more again, until this process is repeated as often as the sun painted eastern sky. Until next time my mind tastes a dream in reality, I will hold fast to the memory of a warm embrace. In peace.
Wow.
Hey, Dave, hold on. What was that you said about broken moon?
No, let me find where it's at. Shit, where is it? Where is that? Oh, okay. But if not one word is to be spoken, let us not blow kisses to tomorrow's moon partially broken.
Wow.
Beautiful. I love that line. Oh, my God. You know, you are an incredible writer. Oh, my God. Yeah, and that piece, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Damn. I like the covers in the sky or something. Kind of got caught there.
Well, thank you. I ain't shit. I'm just trying to keep up with y'all.
Lord have mercy. This man is God.
That's it all
thank
the time.
You, thank you, thank you. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece, Dave. Damn, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to send you on over there so you ain't got to fuss at nobody. You can just walk on up in the place. You know?
I'm walking in with my knife pulled out. I'm going to cut me one of these motherfuckers.
Damn.
I know somebody.
Don't cut nobody. Oh, Lord.
Like the song said, blood is on the dance floor, goddammit. I'm going to go feel
God.
Something.
He's
probably man here because he light-skinned with them funny color eyes. I know how them light-skinned funny color eyed niggas is. I'm one of them niggas.
He got Kalinda occupied. He's good. You might have to worry about Mahami and Blaze though, because they.
What you say the
bartender
name is?
Kalinda.
Kalinda. I bet she got a tattoo on her neck and three baby daddies with a name like that. You set people up for failure when you name your kids shit like that. Kalinda got a promotion.
Yeah, I
think
she got
red stilettos
on tonight, though.
But it was good fucking with y'all. I'm going to get on out of here. I'm listening to a couple more people. In. You know, I'm going to watch TV and shit. But, hey, it was a joy being here. Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you, Dave. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh. Diva. How about a station I did?
I was just getting ready to say that. All right, we got another one.
Gentlemen, it is 22 minutes past the hour, and if you're listening online, you don't have too much time left to call in and share your opinion on whether to enter into another relationship. So, the dial-in number again is 319-527-6300. You'll press 1. All right. Really want to know what your opinion is. So, Diva,
yeah.
Next on the mic, We have Sir Lawrence. Good evening, Sir Lawrence. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is VIP.
Good evening.
LaPearl.
How are you? How are you doing tonight?
Well, I do good. I mean, you know, and I insist boy-girl fun is underrated.
Say again?
Excuse me, what did you say?
No, I said I do good, and I insist that boy-girl fun is underrated.
Boy-girl fun?
Yeah.
Well, this society, the mindset that people have, and it's pretty much a narcissistic society we live in, it has been underrated. It used to be, but it is now. I agree.
Yeah, it's underrated. It's way underrated. And so much so, and that's interesting because of the topic.
Okay. I think my diva has to ask you that question. Is it your turn or my turn, diva?
I do believe it should be yours. I thought I asked Dave.
My turn? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for Lawrence, do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
I do, especially, you know, after a while, you know what I'm saying, you know, and I go back to the time when they said gigolos get lonely too. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm sitting up, you know, jonesing and whatever like this here, but, you know, it's the natural order thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think the problem is, and another thing, me and a friend of mine had this conversation. I've been knowing her for years. Me and her had this conversation. We're in two different states. We had the same conversation last night. The thing is this. It's like people want to get involved in a relationship, all right? Like take me, for example. I'm ready for a relationship. But what I am not ready for is the misunderstanding that you want me to accept you for you, but you don't want to accept me for me, which causes all the problems. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, and then I've been this way for a lot of years. You've been how you are for a lot of years. So you just have to take, if you have to decide whether you want to accept me for who I am. Don't come in here and start telling me what I need to do, what I ought to do, what I better do, or what you don't like. I'm not interested in all that because I got a list probably longer than yours for that goes. So
okay.
you coming in the door wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We supposed to be trying to figure out how we can gel, not try to establish who you are. Hell, I already see who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not looking at who I am.
I hear that.
Okay, and this is why you don't have the energy to enter into another relationship because you're not accepted as you are? Is that it?
No. No, I have the energy, but what I'm saying is I think that's why I'm not in a relationship. Even though I have the energy to go into one, you know, I don't. Poetic said it masterfully. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we do need to verify your references.
Get references,
because,
okay?
Yeah, I mean because really and truly.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their way.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just it. And you have to decide whether you want to accept that person's ways, and that's just period. You know, don't tell, why you didn't open the door for me? Well, see, first of all, I don't have to open the door for you. I open the door for you because I choose to do that, but you're not even allowing me to make the choice.
Okay. All right, I see that. Wow.
So immediately you just negated getting the door open for you because how you gonna tell me what to do? I'm not telling you what to do, and that's the other one that gets me. This is the one that grates my nerves sometimes. Well, that's what a man's supposed to do. Well, wait just a second. When you introduce that, what is a woman supposed to do? And every time I hear a woman make that statement, she can never tell me what a woman is supposed to do.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
Wow. All right. So we're eager to hear your piece, sir. I'm eager. I'm eager to hear it. It's delicious, huh? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, I'm not near my pieces, so I just thought maybe this one would fit. You know, I remember this. I went back in the archives. This is a simple one that I have memorized, and I remember this piece, and I think this piece fits.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The art of love. Art defined is the use of skill and imagination in the production of things of beauty. Skill is like mastering this thing that is so natural that it comes naturally to us. When two people come together, we have double the imagination, which makes it infinitely artistic with pure artistry when we touch. Being true artists, we must have our minds open enough, allowing all these to work freely so that our mind's eye spinning off of our imagination fuses together so that we can see the feeling of the touch before the touching begins. Sir Lock.
All right.
I like that. Mm-hmm. We can feel the touch before the touch even begins. That's like what I say, you know, to touch my soul before my skin even felt their fingertips. I like that. I like that a lot.
That's exactly what I got from that as well. That's wonderful. Wonderful piece, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Y'all people were good, too. Y'all set the standard.
Thank you. All right. Well, are you ready, Sir Lawrence, to be ushered into the Love Lounge?
Yeah. Tell her if she don't have blue straws, I'm not impressed.
She has whatever color straw you want. She is the mixologist. I only hire the best, okay? And she's going to make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
I'm with it. Let me see. Iron sharpens iron, so what's up? That's all I'm saying.
There you go. All right. One love, one life.
Straw, toothpicks, and whatever you need.
Just a blue one. Then give me a blue
just
one.
A blue one. She got blue,
give
orange,
me a blue.
Green, whatever color you want. All right. All right. Thank you, Sir Lawrence. We're going to roll
absolutely
over there to the Love Lounge. One love, one mic.
One love.
All right, Diva. Next
yeah
on the mic is Automatic. Hey, Otto, how are you?
Good evening. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing, Otto? Automatic.
Are you muted? We'll come back to him before the show's over.
Yeah.
Let's go to area code 832. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Trouble.
Now that's just wrong. That's just wrong. Give me a chance to get in the damn go first, damn it.
No, because I know
how are you,
Eddie?
How you doing?
I am good. I am good, ladies. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, okay.
Thank you, man.
Good.
It's always an honor to be here. Yes,
it's great to have you. You know, I got to pick with you. You know, your wife.
I know
friend.
You
got to pick with you.
I know
pick.
You do.
You know, you are Trump.
I didn't think I was going to be. No, listen, I am shy, innocent.
What?
I don't bother nobody.
Watch out. Lightning, get ready. Hit the studio. Lord.
I think it just turns my eyebrows off.
Oh,
my God. Oh, Diva. Gross on you, Diva. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right. Aziz.
Yes.
Do you have the energy to enter into another relationship? Now, we're just going to think, we're going to have you on single terms. We're going to have you on, in the
God
single frame of
damn
mind right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Golly. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's a good-ass question. Wow. You know what? Depends on what energy that she comes with, right?
Okay.
At our age, and you know, we're at a certain age where we just, it's a lot of shit that we ain't got energy for.
Right.
So if she brings a certain energy to me, for like, for example, she's saying, okay, you know what, I've been through some shit, you've been through some shit, let's do this. This is what I'm trying to do in life. I'm trying to go here, and there, and this is my
mm-hmm.
plan, and I would like to do this with you. Then yeah, I got the energy for that shit, right? But a bunch
mm-hmm.
of bullshit, a bunch of just
mm-hmm.
unnecessary bullshit that we're old enough to know what the results are. We're old enough to know better than.
Mm-hmm.
We're old enough to have played
mm-hmm.
that game. Because all of us have or will play a game at some point. But I'm not even going to put an age
mm-hmm.
on that. I'm just going to put a experience on that, right? So after I get so
mm-hmm.
far in life, it's just like I've tried that. Just like, okay, so y'all know my story. I used to be like, you know, like running with gangs, banging, selling dope and all that shit, right? After I got
mm-hmm.
to a certain age, even before I made the decision just to make my life better, when I got to a certain age, I just didn't have the energy for that shit no more. The arguing with dope fiends, beefing with other niggas,
mm-hmm.
shooting them motherfuckers, running from cops. You know, just all the
mm-hmm.
things that comes with that's not glamorous, right? Going to jail,
right.
being on parole,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the shit that's not glamorous that come with that. I just didn't have the energy for that shit, right? And so
mm-hmm.
I just had to let that shit go. So I'm like, I'm the same with a relationship. If you don't come with a whole bunch of old shit that we're supposed to know better than at our experience, then no, I ain't got time for that. But if you're trying to do something and like you focus on that and we can do that
mm-hmm.
together, then yeah, I got to
mm-hmm.
do for that type of relationship.
All right. Okay. Now, I like that.
Yes, that was an awesome answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is so important
now,
to
you
touch
what?
On.
Yes, it is. Mm. You know, I was thinking, see, with this awesome, dope answer, then I know the piece is going to be even more dope.
I would do.
And I'm sitting here
I would do my best.
I mean, I'm really
oh, no
sitting here in anticipation to hear what you got to fit on it. So whenever you're ready.
So I'm, okay. This piece is called She Is My Canvas. She is my canvas. All right, thank you. She is my canvas, able to withstand my branches' reach when we each align for a verbal grind, and I enter from behind. Timelessly, her anatomy absorbs mine, sponging my fertilizing hydration. Like a cannabis patient, her sensation is that libation that keeps my mind in its prime, calming my nerves. And if each step is nouns and verbs, espouse curves and powers her walk as she defines my words. Sexy and slow is the pace as if speech is slurred. Her once bare pages were crazily left agonizing. Before me, ebonizing them, she was left compromising. Her tarp, tantalizes the head of my pen, encouraging me to spill within her leaf. She is a book of me that reads from cover to cover, and to know she is to know me. Poetically, we communicate. Any places that the verses will land us, our cadence as hieroglyphic speaks. Others discover that they don't understand us. Verbally, they crave to defend us, but I find solace in her, and I'm at peace when she is my canvas. She accepts my felt tip, ballpoint on point and erect, when she felt this deep, dark, unfiltered, non-watered-down permanent mark, sparking non-toxic exotic nativity. Her goddess tendencies are equal to my god fantasies, but still she appreciates my erotic creativity. Irritatedly, I have unsuccessfully thrust my ink in the wrong direction as others just passed it. The results were tragic, my thoughts crashing like the wrong way in traffic. She is now my canvas, and our chemistry is naturally automatic, so I trust her to decipher my cipher-like linguistic graphics. She allows me to paint my frustration. Her pages rest me in her dedication. With her is where I live, as my red makes her creation. Blatantness are our existence. Our cohesiveness is no coincidence. She is my canvas, and I compliment her by filling her in with a strength of instrument, spilling ink and blinding emptiness like her melanin demands it, because, yes, she is my canvas. And that's their drip.
Damn, you don't come in and do us like that.
Yeah. Wow. All right,
that
now.
That was beautiful. Mm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I love that piece. Oh, you dropped so many gems in there. I couldn't even grasp one of them before you was bringing in another one. I wanted to spotlight one part of the piece, but I can't. Wow,
thanks.
That was beautiful. I loved it. You know, I'm a fan.
I love it. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the opportunity, ladies. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Wow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was a pleasure.
Well, wait now. Before you let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to tell us what you got going on in the world of poetry.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good question. Tomorrow night, yep, we will be dripping. Tomorrow night on Dripping My Network, yeah, I have my show, The Culture Lounge, hosted by myself. And it's just an open mic show. We don't have a theme. Just come on through, bring that culture to The Culture Lounge, and kick back and let that mic drip. You feel me?
All right, now. That's what I'm talking about. All right. That's what's up. Well, thank you very much, Aziz, the poemologist. Mm-hmm. You know, it took me a long time to be able to pronounce that word. I got tongue twisted.
Listen, I never even thought about that name. This dude, back in like early 2000, I think I wanted to say like 2005. I was doing some time, and one of the inmates that was in there, I used to write poetry for people in my pod, and I would write poetry for people to send home to their family or whatever. And I won't make a long story, I get out the way for other people, but it was a main poet that was already in there that had been writing, and I kind of took his spot. And so when the dude came up to me, I was like, hey, don't you got Johnny writing for you? He was like, yeah, Johnny can write, but, man, you the pulmonologist. And I looked at him. I was like, ooh, I like that. I was like, I like that. I was like, can I have that? And he was like, yeah. So
that's fly. Right. I like that. That's what's fine. That's what
yeah,
not
down,
not for y'all young Thank folks you so don't know what that word means. It's dope. It's decent. You know, it's so cool. All that. Okay.
All right.
All right.
No,
we're gonna send
you to
the
love
land.
I'm about to go over here and get fucked up. I see the
restaurant.
Oh my goodness.
I see my favorite Patron over there. Yeah, I need my phone out for Patron. I'll be all right.
And make sure you tip my bartender, Kalinda. All right.
Oh, well, damn.
One love,
damn.
One bite. Yeah, that's all that. Yeah,
one
bite. Love, one bite. Oh, girl.
Wow.
This show is just wow, that was
okay.
that piece.
All right.
Yeah.
So we want to go back.
We can try one more time to see.
All right. Okay, Otto, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How y'all doing?
All right,
good,
all
thank
right.
You.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I've been real busy lately. Real busy.
Okay. All right.
Ain't nothing
well,
wrong
then,
with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong. Well then, since you're busy, and you've been listening, I can tell. So, do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
Yes, I do, depending on the energy.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
that's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the second person called in here talking about that, and I understand that. I definitely understand that.
Absolutely.
It's a big factor in dealing with anybody, whatever capacity you hold that relationship in. The energy means everything. So, with that being said, Otto, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? I know you
both know I brought my mind, so...
All right, man. Don't get no better than that, then. Hey.
I'm going to call this different chapter.
Whenever you're ready. All right. The mic is yours.
Welcome to my typical mind. What you may find is a treasure. What you may find was better. I told you. I need you to go ahead and be clever. This is a time where words are spoken. This is a time when you get caught up in your own emotion. You see, the different chapters open up a book from the table of contents to the back. I read a book on you, and I enjoyed all the words, all the information. Had me in that type of sensation. You're my favorite author that one that will never just pass. When I think about you, think about how much class that you have. And I read every word, and I want to observe your mixture. Your words and everything in context. I want to understand everything that was written. And when I go ahead and look at the words, I just listen to the voice that sits right into my whole soul. But that's whole in the different chapters. Once the presentation came very slow, I had to read and read just to let you know that this is your book. Oh, what a special occasion. I guess that means I go ahead and give you that dedication because you took a while to write this book. Am I in this book to make you smile? Because I'm loving everything, the author, the profile. Yes, the biography and everything about you. Oh, you that world writer too. One of the best writers. One of the best excitements. But I've been excited about these different chapters, and I hope you have too. It's automatic, charismatic, global engine. And get us in the morning. I've been trying.
That was beautiful.
Oh, wow.
I really,
was.
Really
thank
liked
you
that
so
piece.
Much.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
It was a question I wanted to ask you, but I can't even remember now. That piece was awesome. Thank you so much, Otto. Wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling in. So I'm going to shove you over here to the Love Lounge where we got Poetic, Mojave, Blaze. Who else is over there? Aziz. We got some pretty dope poets over there. And we got our event page planner and creator, essentially Johnny. So you can go on over there and order yourself a drink and behave now. Don't be drinking no liquor, no outside liquor in my bar. Yeah.
I hope you got, you know what, I got to go on the truck, so I can't drink too much.
I'll
on the way truck.
Be safe.
My car might get damaged. Damage control.
Please be safe.
All right, Arno. Thank you.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right.
Diva. Ooh.
Yeah.
We got New York poet. Oh, you going to do a station ID break or what you going to do?
Just one quick one. This is the last one for tonight.
Okay. Go on, you got it.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right, let's bring on our who I affectionately call the poet laureate, J. Rob the Wise Son. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Ooh, I'm in the place to be.
Hey,
hi, Nana.
Hi, J. Rob. What's up?
Love.
It is the voice of, if music had a voice, it would sound like yours.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So how are you, sir?
I'm here today, so.
There you go.
Pretty
That's
good.
All good.
And I get a chance to hang out with y'all for a little while. So I'm not even in a position to complain.
That's a good thing.
How are you ladies doing?
We doing. I'm doing.
I'm good.
Trying to make it do what it do.
I know that's right.
And
I usually
do.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, J-Rob, the wife.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for you, love.
Go on.
Do you have the energy to enter into another relationship?
Romantic or business?
Let's say romantic. Because this is going to be a different kind of long term.
Romantic? Yeah, I think I can.
Okay.
I'm a lot to put up with. You got to meet someone who's willing to put up with you just as much as you're willing to put up with them. So I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
We had a couple callers say as long as the energy is right, they do. They're willing to go into it. What do you think?
Energy is hard to describe because that's kinetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's inorganic, if you will.
Because
you can meet somebody and be like, wow, she's hot. Get to talking to her and you have nothing to talk about. And it's like you're pulling teeth just to have a conversation. Whereas someone else, you can meet them and y'all talk for hours. The next thing you know, the sun is coming up and you're like, it doesn't feel like I've been talking to you all this time. And then you'll get a chance to hang out or go out. And the same energy exists between the two of you. That doesn't happen very often. And that becomes magical.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
oh, I
when that type
love
of energy
that.
Takes place, you don't want to mess that up. And sometimes the person is like, I think we'll make a great couple. But you know you better than they know you. And you're kind of like, nah, I'm not trying to mess this up. I like what this is. And if we dive into something different, my background says I might mess this up, and that scares me. And sometimes you just got to be willing to take the leap of faith and be like, you know what, damn being scared, let's just do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree. That's what I always I push that on people.
That is true.
Like, be open. If that's like Dory said on Finding Nemo, you don't let anything happen to you, and nothing will ever happen for you. Plain and simple. Okay? Take the chance. I like that.
Yeah, taking a chance is cool. Plus, besides, taking a chance is free.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it does. Wow. That's an awesome answer. Thank you. Now, I'd like to know, we'd like to know, the world of poetry would love to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to?
I don't know if it's delicious, but it's poetry.
But then it's delicious coming from you. I know it's delicious. Okay.
Oh, don't be trying to make my soul smile. Look at y'all. So.
I wish it would. I wish it would.
So let's do this. I've got something I think y'all might dig. And I'm calling this piece The Sounds of Yesterday.
It might be sure.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
These neighborhoods are a living tapestry of time. And what you're hearing, especially as you walk past neighborhoods of history, is more than just musical giggles of boys and girls, and that's not noise. What you're hearing is not air pollution. What you're hearing are the strums of melodic conversations soaked in African juju oil with such an exquisite vocal dexterity that the outer world just seems to be only whispering. Those are not yells. Those are songbirds chirping to hip-hop verses on bebop tongues with DJs, wax scratches, merges with funky drummer algorithms, making the ghosts of tap dancers glide as if they were auditioning for a spot somewhere in heaven. And they are not linguistic strangers. They are actually lovers of language, only to be known in its current form. Where every neighborhood speaks this day's language with yesterday's origins on the wings of tomorrow's hopes, making today the most important conversation ever to be had. And it is why, whenever you are strolling aimlessly into various destinations of untrained ears and naked eyes through these city streets, unbeknownst to you, is what you're truly listening to is an avant-garde of music to your ears that other people call noise. But what you're actually listening to is the most romantic thing on earth, and that is called poetry in her purest form. And that's that piece.
Damn.
Oh,
it was on mute. Oh my goodness.
Yo.
That was wonderful.
Did you hear that last line? What you're actually listening to is poetry.
Yeah.
It's, Lord, have mercy. That's that. Peace. Yes. Yes. I love it.
Wow.
You know, I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders and biggest fans, man. That was beautiful. I loved it. And the music.
Yeah, the accompaniment was great. That was great. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. Now, J-Rob, before we let you go, you got to tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
The Epiphany Radio Universe, brought to you by For Real the Poet and Raw Links. Let me tell y'all something. Tomorrow night, on the Get Down with Van Meadows. I can't begin to tell you something. That I have a question for the both of you, and I don't want you to answer it right now. Mm-hmm. I just want you to think about it.
Okay.
How do you know when a poem is finished? Think about that. And if you have
I like that.
Come on to the Get Down tomorrow night. Tell Van and tell my J. Rob the Wise son why, when a poem is finished for you, because we all have different writing styles.
That's true.
But only you know when your poem is over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tomorrow night. Tell us, how do you know when a poem is finished? Starting at 9 p.m. on the Epiphany Radio Universe, featuring Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and yours truly, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob the Wise Son. I'm anxious to hear where you're going to go with this. Ladies, thank you so much for your time this time. Until next time, I'm looking forward to hearing
you. Oh, right. Now, Lord. I'm anxious to get that piece to y'all.
I didn't use the F word as I once did. So thank you.
No, you didn't.
I'm all right.
That was lovely. Mm. It was lovely. Mm.
Thank you.
Okay,
so
let
much
me compose myself. Send you over to the Love Lounge. Your brother's over there. Poetic is over there keeping the bartender occupied.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kalinda, mixologist. Occupied. She actually wore red stilettos for him tonight. I think that was a request.
How can he see stilettos over the bar?
They discussed it last time he was here, apparently. She's old.
Nothing for me to argue. I'm just going to walk over there and say what's happening to the fellas. Listen, ladies, have a phenomenal evening. A great night.
Thank you,
and
you so
can't
much.
Wait to talk to
we
you
appreciate
again.
You. All right.
One love, one mic.
One and one, ladies.
Oh, my goodness, Diva.
Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Oh, that was
awesome.
That was
so
amazing.
We had. It was,
yes,
girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Coming up in here like that. Lord, have mercy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just thank you so much for coming in. Those who have listened, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And this was an amazing, amazing show tonight. And my diva, thank you for riding along with me. So y'all stay
always
safe out there. Stay safe out there.
Always.
And wear your mask. Do what you got to do. Stay safe. God bless you guys. Diva.
Thank you, Diva, and I'm always here. I love co-hosting with you, girl. You know, we just make it do what it do, baby, yeah. And everybody else, thank you, everyone that called in tonight with your wonderful, unique styles, your those great answers, the insight, everything. What I want you to know, I want you to continue to love yourself. Be kind to yourself, because that relationship you got going on with yourself, it's for the rest of your life, okay? You ain't going nowhere away from yourself, so be kind to yourself. And continue to love one another, respect each other, and stay safe, everybody. And with that, I'm going to say peace.